The Book of Proverbs, Chapter 13. A wise son hears his father's instruction, but a scoffer does not hear rebuke. A man will eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of betrayers will eat violence. He who guards his mouth keeps his soul, but he who opens his lips wide will have destruction. The soul of the sluggard desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent will be made fat. A righteous man hates lying, but a wicked man becomes a stench and comes to shame. Righteousness guards him who is upright in the way, but wickedness overthrows the sinner. There is one who makes himself rich, yet has nothing. There is one who makes himself poor, yet has great wealth. The ransom of a man's soul is his riches, but the poor hears no threatening. The light of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked will be put out. By pride comes only contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom. Wealth gotten by vanity will be diminished, but he who gathers by labor will have increase. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. Whoever despises the word brings destruction on himself, but he who fears the commandment will be rewarded. The law of the wise is a fountain of life, that one may avoid the snares of death. Good understanding gives favor, but the way of betrayers is hard. Every prudent man works with knowledge, but a fool flaunts his folly. A wicked messenger will fall into evil, but a faithful ambassador is health. Poverty and shame will be to him who refuses correction, but he who regards reproof will be honored. The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is disgusting to fools to depart from evil. Walk with wise men and you will be wise, but the friend of fools will smart for it. Evil pursues sinners, but the righteous will be recompensed with good. A good man leaves an inheritance to the sons of his sons, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the righteous. Much food is in the tillage of the poor, but there is that which is destroyed by reason of injustice. He who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him chastens him diligently. The righteous eats to the satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked will want.